you're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. When someone asks me who's my favorite Batman, I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Good morning, Burnaby. You are listening to Rachel's show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from SFU campus, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 4th. Last time we talked about the law, we looked at the massive global scale of human rights. But today, we are bringing the law into your living room, your driveway, and your smartphone. Most people in their 30s and 40s think that if they get cheated out of $3,000 by a contractor or sold a lemon of a car, their only options are to hire an expensive lawyer or just give up. I'm here to tell you that in British Columbia, we have one of the most advanced everyman legal systems in the world. Today, we explore the Civil Resolution Tribunal, or the CRT. It is Canada's first online tribunal, and it allows you to sue for up to $5,000 from your coach. We are going to look at three representative cases that people usually get wrong with. The as-is car myth, the ghost contractor, and the marketplace misrepresentation. Also, yesterday it is Good Friday. We celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who wiped away our sin and used his blood to give us the peace of life. With that, happy Good Friday to all of you who observe this holiday. Also for the happy Easter Day. Let's start the hour with a music sound check. The sound check is called Small Towns Are Smaller for Girls by Layla McCullough.
Small towns are smaller for girls. You can't play in a big boy's world. Dressed up in ribbons and curls, a stoplight and a grocery store. That there's gotta be more, 'cause small towns are smaller for a girl. she could put a name with every face in the town where she was raised. And everybody that she knew, knew every move she made. So she stood behind the backstop, playing Sweet 16, while the boys were stealing bases and reaching for their dreams. Small towns are smaller for girls. You can't play in a big boy's world. Dressed up in ribbons and curls, a stoplight and the grocery store. She knows that there's gotta be more, 'cause small towns are smaller for a girl. She learned to dance around desire and act like the nice girls act. But the boys found all about love from the girls across the tracks, while their souls burned on in the heat of a southern night. She was reading about New York City with her daddy's flashlight. Small towns are smaller for girls. Can't play in the big boy's world. Dressed up in ribbons and curls, stoplight and the grocery store. She knows that there's gotta be more, 'cause small towns are smaller for girls.
Welcome back. Let's start a classic situation. For anyone in their 20s or 30s buying a used car, the case you buy a used SUV from a local dealer, the salesperson tells you it is a great daily driver. You sign a contract that says as is, no warranty. 2 days later, the transmission explodes. The dealer says, sorry, you signed the paper. As is means as is. The law is, most people think they are stuck. They are not. In BC, under the Sale of Goods Act, there is an implied warranty of durability. Even if a dealer writes as is on a contract, the law says a car must be durable for a reasonable period of time. A transmission failing in 48 hours is not reasonable. Then the tip is, if this happens, don't argue at the dealership. File a claim with the CRT. It costs about $125. You don't need a lawyer. In fact, in the CRT, lawyers are generally not allowed. It is just you, the dealer, and a specialized adjudicator. the as is clause cannot override your statutory rights as a consumer. Then let's listen to another second soundtrack called The Road by Dean Jahanasan.
Many miles left to go, city, country, state, and nation. A road to come, a journey home. I set my sights on the horizon. Every night I shoot the moon. The passing days I'm realizing it's the road ahead that gets you through. There's no rest for the weary, and I have so much more to learn. I lighten both ends of that candle. I'm working hard to beat the burn. We're all standing in the shadows. I'm those in blaze a trail before. A fire sparked by the desire. Out for something more. Well, I don't question my direction. I know the reason that I roam. A city, country, state, or nation. The roads are coming, journey home. State or nation, a road to come and journey home. There's no rest for the weary, and I have so much more to learn. Lighten both ends of that candle. I'm working hard to beat the burn. It ain't about the destination. I'm many miles left from going. A city, country, state or nation, a road to come and journey home. A city, country, state or nation. Rules are coming, journey home.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFM. I'm Richard. As we get into our 30s and 40s, many of us are finally tackling home renovations. A new kitchen, a deck, or even just a major paint job. The case is you hire a contractor to redo your bathroom. You pay a $2,500 deposit. They show up, demolish the room, leave it in a mess of wires and pipes, and then they stop showing up. They stop answering texts. They have your money and you have a hole in your house. The law tells us if this is a breach of contract, many people think they have to sue in Supreme Court, which costs more than the bathroom itself. But here is the trick. The CRT handles these small clamps efficiently, but you need evidence. The tip number one here is to never pay more than 10% as a deposit. And followed by the tip number two, every text message is a legal document. If they say, I'll be there Tuesday, and they don't show up, that is a lack of non-performance. The tip number three is use the frustrated contracts act. If the contractor physically cannot finish the work, you may be entitled to a full refund of the unearned portion of that deposit. The law expects substantial performance. Demolishing a room and leaving is not performance, it's a liability. Next, we listen to a song track called Chasing Euphoria by Northern Ranger.
Welcome back to Hello, welcome back to Richard's show. We are talking about the law of the average man. Let's talk about Facebook Market or Craigslist. This is where the people do most of their secondary shopping. The case is you buy a brand new inbox high-end espresso machine for $800. You meet in a parking lot, exchange cash, and go home. You open it and it's a 5-year-old used model that has been polished up. You message the seller and they block you. The law book tells us people think buyer beware means you have zero rights in a private sale. That is a myth. While there is no durability warranty in a private sale, there is a law against fraudulent misrepresentation. If the ad said new and it is old, the contract is voidable. The everyday tip here is always take a screenshot of the original ad. If you have the person's name and even just their license plate, you can serve them with a CRT claim. Even if they block you, a legal notice from the tribunal often miraculously makes people offer a refund. The law protects you from being lied to, even in a parking lot transaction. Next, let's listen to a soundtrack called Indiana Ford by Dean Johannesson.
Should have never called that. The less you say, the better. I'll be in for nasty weather. Take it from me and my mail pattern. Fall tire, taillight guarantee. Well, he's a two-timing fraud that lost a leg. He had to jump on the mall until he ate the cake. He fattened up the hog so he wouldn't run. I know the daddy's gone, son of a gun. Ballad of Indiana Ford. He likes to shoot you straight above that ain't his line. He's a trigger head away from two and time. Pulls low to the left or he'll rob you blind. Right out of the gate, he's way behind. Ballad of Indiana Ford. The bars around here close way too early. A bouncer call me mister, but I'm feeling surly. I'd rather put up a fight than to give up on this night. Take it from me, we'll sleep better with three hearts in a cot downtown for free. Watch them run wild. I like my cigarettes unfiltered and mild. There's
There's a beer in the backseat, come over and get it. If you make me pull over, you're gonna regret it. A ballad of Indiana Ford. You see the knot hole on the living room wall. I keep them standing right there till they're ready to fall. Well, I grew up, it was seen and not heard. Clip those feathers, cage that songbird. Ballad of Indiana Ford. Fruit tree, the apples are falling. Not far from the ones that are rotten. A bunch doesn't get much better when you pin them up together. Take it from me and my sir, you have a collect call from prison family. Blue collar, column shifter. Where'd you get that bigger, mister? Holes in the floorboards and doors that just won't stay shut. Mud splash the dash, and even got mom's lashes in a brand new dress on the way. Pizza Hut buffet. Well, that old Ford made it through the blizzard of 1978 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is more than he can say for anything that's driven in or out of his life. Eight ball, corner pocket, bad shot that should have never caught that. The less you say, the better. I'll be in for nasty weather. Take it from me and my male pattern, ball tire, tail I guarantee. Indiana Ford.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us on CJSF 19.1 FM, we are talking about your everyday legal rights as a consumer here in BC. Let's talk about one of the most stressful days in anyone's life, moving day. People in their 20s and 30s move a lot. Upgrading apartments, buying a first condo, or relocating for a job. One case is you hire